Unit 5. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A, I'm not sure. B, you're right. C, yes, certainly. D, that's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Did he bet a month's salary on that horse? Did he bet a month's salary on that horse?
Have you bought the tickets? Have you bought the tickets?
3. Why did the machine go out of control? Why did the machine go out of control?
4. Would you like to see a tennis match with me on Sunday? Would you like to see a tennis match with me on Sunday?
5. Why was he sentenced to prison? Why was he sentenced to prison?
2. B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
6. I'm terribly sorry I'm late for class, Mr. White. My alarm clock didn't work this morning.
This isn't the first time, you know. I hope it won't happen again.
Question. Why does the woman say sorry? I'm terribly sorry I'm late for class, Mr. White. My alarm clock didn't work this morning.
This isn't the first time, you know. I hope it won't happen again.
Question. Why does the woman say sorry? 7. Do you know Linda's new telephone number, Henry?
Sorry, I can't remember it exactly.
Question. Why does the man say sorry? Do you know Linda's new telephone number, Henry?
Sorry, I can't remember it exactly.
Question. Why does the man say sorry?
Eight. We're planning a party this weekend. Want to join us?
I'm sorry I can't. My little brother is sick.
Question. Why does the woman say sorry? We're planning a party this weekend. Want to join us?
I'm sorry I can't. My little brother is sick.
Question. Why does the woman say sorry? Nine. It's so callous of me to have lost your book.
Oh, it doesn't matter, because, you know, that's just the one I borrowed from your father.
Question. Why does the woman say it doesn't matter? It's so callous of me to have lost your book.
Oh, it doesn't matter, because, you know, that's just the one I borrowed from your father.
Question. Why does the woman say it doesn't matter?
Ten. I'd like to make an appointment to see Professor Wang on Friday.
I'm sorry. He hasn't been back from his business trip to Shanghai.
Question. Where is Professor Wang? I'd like to make an appointment to see Professor Wang on Friday.
I'm sorry. He hasn't been back from his business trip to Shanghai.
Question. Where is Professor Wang? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. First reading.
This is my confession. This is my apology. I'm not looking for forgiveness as I haven't forgiven myself, and I believe I deserve none. There isn't a day I do not reflect on my past and how much of a shit I was. If I could go back in time and relive those years, so much would be different. I know I can't. So now I have dedicated my remaining years to doing whatever I can help, no matter how small or large, this community I've grown to respect, honor, and above all, love. Maybe then I can forgive myself.
Second reading.
This is my confession. This is my apology. I'm not looking for forgiveness as I haven't forgiven myself, and I believe I deserve none. There isn't a day I do not reflect on my past and how much of a shit I was. If I could go back in time and relive those years. So much would be different. I know I can't. So now I have dedicated my remaining years to doing whatever I can help, no matter how small or large. This community I've grown to respect, honor, and above all, love. Maybe then I can forgive myself.
Final reading.
This is my confession. This is my apology. I'm not looking for forgiveness as I haven't forgiven myself, and I believe I deserve none. There isn't a day I do not reflect on my past and how much of a shit I was. If I could go back in time and relive those years, so much would be different. I know I can't. So now I have dedicated my remaining years to doing whatever I can help, no matter how small or large. This community I've grown to respect, honor, and above all, love. Maybe then I can forgive myself. Unit 6. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read A, New York City. B, an evening party. C, an air trip. D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin. 1. Is commitment and love the same thing?
No, love is love and commitment is commitment.
Question, what does the woman mean?
Two. Honey, let's adopt an earthquake orphan.
It is just what I had in mind.
Question, what does the man mean? Three. It is reported that the death toll has risen to more than 20,000.
Yes, it was really sad to hear that. I just can't stop thinking of the children buried amongst the ruins of school buildings.
Question, what are the 2 speakers probably talking about?
Four. Last night I called a friend in Chengdu. She told me the college students are lined up in long lines to donate blood.
They say blood is thicker than water. This young generation is not bad.
Question, what can we infer from the talk? Five. I heard that many people and soldiers left their own families neglected and are devoted to saving other people's lives after the hurricane.
And some even lost their own lives.
Question. Who are the two speakers talking about?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
What are you reading, Jane?
My new mum is my father.
Sounds a little strange. How can a father be a mother? What's it about?
It tells a story about children and a father. At first, the family was managed by the mother. She cleaned, baked, cooked, and entertained. The father was an outsider in the kids' memories, and the father saw the children as foreigners in his own home.
This is usually the case. What happened then?
But after Mum died, they found that their father was actually a sensitive man, just like the others. And the father came to try to learn to be a mum to take care of his children.
What a great father.
You said it. Guess what? At last they found their father had just mothered them as well as or better than their mother ever did.
Questions. 6. What kind of relationship do the father and children have at first?
Seven. How did the father change his image after Mum died?
What are you reading, Jane?
My new mum is my father.
Sounds a little strange. How can a father be a mother? What's it about?
It tells a story about children and a father. At first, the family was managed by the mother. She cleaned, baked, cooked, and entertained. The father was an outsider in the kids' memories, and the father saw the children as foreigners in his own home.
This is usually the case. What happened then?
But after Mum died, they found that their father was actually a sensitive man, just like the others. And the father came to try to learn to be a mum to take care of his children.
What a great father.
You said it. Guess what? At last they found their father had just mothered them as well as or better than their mother ever did.
Questions. 6. What kind of relationship do the father and children have at first?
Seven. How did the father change his image after Mum died?
Conversation 2.
How terrible the news is! There are more than 40,000 people died in the disaster up till now.
I feel sorry to hear that, and I am worried about the people in Wenchuan. Fortunately, people all over the country show their love to those people who need help, even some people from other countries.
Yes, you know, before the earthquake, disasters used to mean nothing to me. It is always in somewhere else, and it is just numbers in the news. However, this disaster really hit me and hit big.
I can't agree more, especially when I think of those students buried among the ruins of the school buildings.
So what can we do at this time?
We can contribute money to the people in the disaster, though it's just a little. It shows our love.
You said it. We can make a wish, like hoping the people alive are in good health and more people will be saved.
Actually, we give helping hands in many different ways. I believe that our love and support for one another during tragic times is what truly shows our patriotism and holds our nation together.
Questions. 8. How many people are dead in the disaster up till now?
Nine. What does the woman mean by saying, however, this disaster really hit me and hit big?
Ten. What does the man think they can do now? How terrible the news is. There are more than 40,000 people died in the disaster up till now.
I feel sorry to hear that, and I am worried about the people in Wenchuan. Fortunately, people all over the country show their love to those people who need help, even some people from other countries.
Yes, you know, before the earthquake, disasters used to mean nothing to me. It is always in somewhere else, and it is just numbers in the news. However, this disaster really hit me and hit big.
I can't agree more, especially when I think of those students buried among the ruins of the school buildings.
So what can we do at this time?
We can contribute money to the people in the disaster, though it's just a little. It shows our love.
You said it. We can make a wish, like hoping the people alive are in good health and more people will be saved.
Actually, we give helping hands in many different ways. I believe that our love and support for one another during tragic times is what truly shows our patriotism and holds our nation together.
Questions. 8. How many people are dead in the disaster up till now?
9. What does the woman mean by saying, however, this disaster really hit me and hit big?
10. What does the man think they can do now?
6. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in not more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed on your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Can you be in love without being committed? Based on answers received from Washington State students, the answer is no. When students were asked what their definitions of commitment and love were, they responded with some of the same answers. Student said commitment was being completely honest with a person. Generally, we interpret honesty as simply not lying. Honesty also has a great deal to do with not holding anything back. Admittedly, it can be absolutely terrifying to allow yourself to be honest with your girlfriend or boyfriend. However, the strength and depth of a relationship are based upon this openness. Interestingly, students also defined love as opening yourself completely to your partner. This is probably one of, if not the most difficult, ways of expressing love for someone. A person must make himself completely vulnerable to his partner. Honesty, trust, and communication all have a significant role in openness. Being completely open to each other is giving your partner the key to your heart.
Questions. 11. Who is the subject of the survey?
What do people generally understand honesty?
13. How do the students understand love?
14. What are the most important factors in opening?
15. What is the passage mainly about?
'Can you be in love without being committed?' Based on answers received from Washington State students, the answer is no. When students were asked what their definitions of commitment and love were, they responded with some of the same answers. Students said commitment was being completely honest with a person. Generally, we interpret honesty as simply not lying. Honesty also has a great deal to do with not holding anything back. Admittedly, it can be absolutely terrifying to allow yourself to be honest with your girlfriend or boyfriend. However, the strength and depth of a relationship are based upon this openness. Interestingly, students also defined love as opening yourself completely to your partner. This is probably one of, if not the most difficult, ways of expressing love for someone. A person must make himself completely vulnerable to his partner. Honesty, trust, and communication all have a significant role in openness. Being completely open to each other is giving your partner the key to your heart.
Questions. 11. Who is the subject of the survey?
12. What do people generally understand honesty?
13. How do the students understand love?
What are the most important factors in opening?
15. What is the passage mainly about?